There will be no designated fireworks zones this year. City of Cape Town has decided to do away with them altogether. A reminder that the law as it stands doesn't allow for the discharging of fireworks in terms of the community fire safety bylaw. Previously, there used to be officially sanctioned exceptions made for the likes of Guy Fawkes, New Year's Eve and Diwali. And the critics have always included the animal owners, the animal rights activists who are concerned about the impact on pets and wild animals alike. There have been those worried about the human safety element, particularly when children are involved. And of course, there are concerns about the cost of running the associated sites. Dee's questioned that on the WhatsApp, saying, was the cost of running those sites not already allocated in the budget for 2019? If so, then surely the city should allow the sites for this year and have discussions for the ban going forward. I haven't seen the budget at that level of detail, Dee, so I don't know the answer to that question, I'm afraid. But the one element of this conversation I really want to just interrogate a little bit further right now is the comment I've seen a couple of times today on social media saying this is prejudicial to those of the Hindu faith because it is an important part of celebrations of the festival of Diwali, and taking away the designated firework zones impacts on us. Is that the case? Is there a way around this? On the line with me is Nita Makanji, who is coordinator for the Western Cape Brahma Kumari World Spiritual University, a community leader for members of the Hindu faith. Nita, thank you so much for making time to chat to me this afternoon, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. It's lovely to be on your show as well.
Thank you. By way of starting point, Nita, won't you just give us some context? And for those who don't know much about the celebration of Diwali, tell us a little bit about what this festival is all about and why it is so important.
So in essence, what Diwali symbolizes is the triumph of good over evil. And the story behind it is that there was a king, his name was Rama, and he had defeated what one would call a demon, or one that represented negative evil forces. And on his returning back, which was after 14 years because he had been in exile, there was obviously a lot of celebration of his return. Two things: one, he came back to take his rightful place on the throne, and secondly, that he defeated this representation of negativity. And so in response to the joy that was being experienced, there was the celebration that came about. But in essence, it's really about the triumph of light over darkness.
Light over darkness, not noise and light over darkness. Now tell us a little bit more about the symbolism then of the light. And I know the lighting of lamps, etc., being part of the symbolism associated with Diwali.
Yes. So I always find that there's the traditions and then there's the spiritual element behind it. So the lighting of the lamps represents light over darkness, that as we hold light, the darkness of is dispelled. But on a more spiritual context, it's the lightness of knowledge, the illumination of the soul, that then allows the dispelling of darkness, of ignorance, of lack of understanding, of lack of knowledge. And so the symbolic representation of the light is that as we begin to awaken to our spiritual identity and the essence of our being as spiritual, then we also hold that element of light within ourselves. And then the negative evil forces that we come under the influence of don't hold such a weight on us. And so it's really that aspect of igniting and awakening the light within each one of us. So they light it in the homes, but on one level, the soul, the energy, consciousness resides in the body. So within each one can we awaken this light of consciousness.
Okay. Thank you for that lovely explanation. Now, Nita, having said that, over the years, fireworks display and the setting off of firecrackers of some sort have to a degree become part of how some people mark Diwali. Has that always been the case? Is it something relatively new that has crept in with other customs, like, for example, some people deciding to celebrate Guy Fawkes and Halloween and other events like that at this time of year? Have the two sort of processes happened in parallel, or has the use of fireworks always traditionally been part of Diwali celebrations?
No, I think it's something more recent. I don't believe that it was from the initial days. I don't know if they had gunpowder then at that time either. But I think it's something that's more recent. that's come. And I was thinking it's more of a cultural element now, but it's become very synonymous with the celebration of Diwali. And I think it creates a feeling of coming together, of bonding, of being with family, because it's an activity that brings people together. And the whole aspect of Diwali is also coming together and creating a sense of unity with one aim, with one focus. Okay. But I do believe it's something that's come across a little bit more recently than traditionally.
Okay. I hear what you say about the importance of the coming together aspect and having celebrations that bring communities and families together, which is so important. Is it possible to have that element without the use of fireworks? If we could, for example, find a way of having a different kind of fireworks display that didn't involve the noise, which is so terrifying to animals and to people, is that something that you think would be an acceptable compromise for members of the community?
I think it could be. I mean, it's possible. Nothing's impossible. Whether people are willing to adjust is a different story. But there are alternatives, definitely. I know some of the fireworks that they make, they're just colored lights that come out. So there isn't any sound associated with them. So I think there are ways that one can work around it without losing the essence and something very important to the Hindu faith and communities. But also having that level of respect for our environment and those that we share this planet with. I think times change, and with changing times, we also need to evolve without losing the essence of anything and the significance of why we do things.
What a lovely
and
call.
It's possible.
Yep. Sorry, what was that last comment, Nita?
I think it's definitely possible.
You think it is? Nita, I want to thank you so much for really giving us a beautiful picture there of the significance of Diwali, the symbolism associated with the festival. And I just love your final comment about being willing to find a way to hold on to the essence of what is being celebrated, while at the same time being mindful of the spaces that you share with other people and finding a way to do it in a way that is mutually acceptable. Beautiful call. Nita Makanji, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. The coordinator for the Western Cape Brahma Kumari World Spiritual University, a community leader within the Hindu faith in Cape Town.